Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I am just going to be the host for this morning's call. We've got some guest speakers on who are going to share with us some awesome information about follow-up and about reaching out to people and really just how do we have the conversations that we need to have with folks. I do want to just sort of acknowledge, I know that there's a lot of folks that have been reaching out and everybody's feeling a little bit of panic and a little bit of concern about everything that's going on out there in the world these days. And I just want to remind us all that we have 100% control over our mindset and over our attitude. And really, we can have a positive attitude around what's happening and just take control of making sure that we have good hygiene, that we're getting plenty of rest, that we're doing the things to strengthen our immune system, and that we're using the products to make sure that we're killing germs and doing all the things that are within our control. And that just helps us, I think, to have the right mindset as we go out there and try to live life despite what's happening right now. So I know that's not the topic of the call, but I wanted to make sure that I acknowledged it because I know it's on top of mind for a lot of folks. I commend each and every one of you for being here, keeping your head in the game around your business, because now is a fabulous time to be building a Shackley business. Not only can we work from home and share this amazing opportunity, but we have some products that really can help people, and we can do all of that from the comfort of our home, and we can go out there and share it with folks. But we have to know what to say. And I know a lot of you were a part of our book club that we've been having for the past 7 or 8 weeks, where we were talking about the why they buy, sort of all of the values and the triggers and what people say and what really is a part of who they are as people as to why they would make a buying decision, why they would partner with you in the business, or why they would buy product. And the people that we have on the call today are just masters at doing this just naturally. They are really, really good at asking a lot of questions, really determining where somebody's coming from so that they can offer a solution that meets that person's need. Now, I know you've heard from these people many times because they are top leaders in the organization. They are master coordinators Tony and Debbie Underwood from Atlanta, Georgia. And so, Tony and Debbie, I'm just going to ask you guys, if you don't mind, to just share a little bit about what's going on. I know you've got a couple things that you want to say about your April event, but we're just really excited to have you on here this morning to talk about reaching out, to talk about those conversations to have with people. So welcome to the call.
Thanks, Jennifer. We're coming through okay. I think you unmuted us okay.
Yep, you sure are.
Great. Well, I guess the most important thing is that in Atlanta here, we are out of toilet paper also. So that's a major concern down here. That's going to, you know, one of our main concerns, really. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? But anyway, but hey, great to have a lot of people on the call. And, you know, I wish we had an hour or two on here. I think Jennifer and I were talking about maybe doing a series of, you know, several weeks on the same subject, because one of the things that Debbie and I have noticed out there, I mean, we all know we got great products. We can talk about that. We can talk about the loyalty programs and all this kind of stuff. But unless we know what to say to people or how to follow up or how to handle objections, you know, it's going to be a tough road to hoe out there. And that's with any business, really. And it takes time to do that. I know for us, you know, 30 years ago when we started, we were terrible at it. We were really, really bad. And I think a lot of people get frustrated because they expect to be really good in the first couple of months, and really they haven't done much. So it takes time. You know, I always believe that it's always the dream, desire first, then it's the struggle, then it's the victory. You can't have the victory, then struggle. It doesn't work that way. So even what we say today, we can give you some tips. And even if you try to do it within an hour, you'll probably get it wrong, because it's about repetition over and over and over and over until it becomes comfortable. And that's what it's got to be. It's got to sound natural. It can't be kind of staged. And everybody has a different personality. You guys have just covered a book club, which covers the different types of people. And we're able to read people pretty good today. Not all the time, you know, whether they're, you know, a laid-back person, or whether they're a person that's like an A-type like me, or whether they're someone that's not detailed, or whether they're someone that that is really detailed. And that's half the battle right there, trying to understand people. Because once you've got that down, the networking becomes pretty simple. It's a matter of just putting in the work instead of getting frustrated with people giving you all these objections. So before I get into that, I don't know if we've got Dr. Tom on the call. I've asked Dr. Tom, who is fairly new in the business. He's an OBYGN doctor that I talked to him a few minutes ago. A lady was about to deliver, and I said to him, I said, use posture and tell her to wait 30 minutes. So, Dr. Tom, can you tell if he's on, Jennifer, or not?
He He is not, unless he's calling from a totally different number that would be at the hospital.
Not a big deal, because I knew there was a date for, and I wanted to ad lib with him a little bit, but maybe Jennifer and I, you can talk. But Debbie, do you want to pitch in a little bit first before I talk to Jennifer a little bit?
Yes, I just want to say that the book club that Jennifer's just done, that kind of reading was pivotal to me understanding how other people operated. Because we all think people think the same as us, right? You're wrong, totally wrong. Because people are coming at life from very different angles with totally different personalities to you. I'm a detailed person. I want to know all the charts and read through the numbers and work it out myself. Now, we have people in our organization that are leaders right now that have none of those skills. They don't want to know any of the details. They just want to know what the rewards are. So knowing what people's personality is or what their personality traits are, more importantly, is so pivotal to you being a success when you're talking to people in this business. So as we're going through this now, I think, you know, keep that in mind. And if you haven't read any of the personality style books, you know, it appears that the latest one that Jennifer has just been reviewing right now is so geared to what we need in our business. It considers those personality styles, but it gives you real good steps on how to get yourself better at doing this. And that's what it's all about. So back to you, Tony and Jennifer.
Yeah. So I thought, Jennifer, we start. I'll tell you a conversation I just had with Dr. Tom no more than 45 minutes ago, because I wanted to see where he was at. And he said, well, I'm not sure if I can be on or not. But Dr. Tom just got involved in the business last month, and he was sponsored by a plastic surgeon, Dr. Taylor, up there in New Jersey. And he went director in the first month. Now, I want you to hear this so you don't get the wrong idea. He didn't go director in the first month with just product or customers, okay? And I'm not saying that's bad. He actually purchased a kit, and he moved some other product along with some other business. So that's why he went director quickly. Doesn't mean to say he's better than anyone else or less. That's just the way it worked. So I've been talking him on and off about the opportunity, and he doesn't mind me saying this because we were going to talk about this. So doctors are obviously very smart, very well educated, and he will tell you that. But he'll also tell you that they don't really have a clue on network marketing, okay, what to say. Because just because you have all the education doesn't mean to say that you're really, really good at talking to people about what we do in the network marketing industry. Now, doctors and business people sometimes have tremendous credibility, and they don't realize the credibility that they have. And so they want to get into a lot of details because that's kind of how they think. And so what I'm trying to do is try to explain them how simple this business is by asking questions. So this morning, and over the last week we've been talking on and off, this morning he was telling me he had a conversation with another OBYGN that was in his car. This guy drives 2 hours to work every day, drives back 2 hours to work, and he doesn't make that much money, believe it or not. And he loves the wellness industry. He told Tom this on the phone this morning. But then he realized it was network marketing. And he said, I wouldn't be interested in this model because it's network marketing. And my mother was in the Amway business and blah, blah, blah. So I stopped him there. I said, so when he said, I'm not, you know, interested in network marketing, what did you say? Well, I tried a different approaches and that didn't work. He still wasn't interested in network marketing. So obviously it's not for him. So I just let him go. Great. No problem. And so what I said to Dr. Tom, I said, why don't you ask him when he says, I'm not interested in network marketing. I asked him, I said, did you ask him or why don't you ask him, what don't you like about network marketing? I know that might be simple for some of you on here, but a lot of people don't ask it and wait for the answer. Don't even say another word because really that's not the objection. Okay. We're trying to find out what the real objection is. And so you need to ask him, what don't you like about network marketing? It sounded like his mother had a bad experience with Amway or whatever other company. And she didn't have a bad experience with Amway. She probably had a bad experience with another person because Amway did $8 billion last year. So people's buying the product. So that's not the issue. The issue is they probably had a bad experience with another person. And I was talking to Dr. Tom. I said, Dr. Tom, you're an OBYGN. What if I asked you, or I said to you, I never go to doctors because I had a bad experience with a doctor one time, so I'm never going to go to another doctor. That would be crazy, wouldn't it? So we've got to find out what the real problem is what the real objection is. They're going to use, I don't want to mark out time, but that's not it. The magic in network marketing is asking the questions. You guys have heard this 5 million times, but you still don't do it because most people talk too much, because you want to give them too much information. You want to give them all the information about the products. You want to send them a video. You want to, you know, that's another thing I talked to Dr. Tom about. He's been sending videos. And I go, what videos? Well, the PIC challenge. Well, how do you know that that's what they want? And he said, well, I don't know. I said, well, have the conversation. They may not be interested in the products you have. So why not talk to them about what their needs are, because they might want to make money. You may not even start them on the Prove-It challenge. You may want to talk to them about a Zoom call about how to make $2,000. Because the Prove-It challenge is awesome for customers and distributors that don't want to build fast. But it's not going to build you a fast network marketing business right out the gate. Because if you tell people, try the Prove-It challenge for 30 days, 30 days of what? Doing what? Showing another Prove-It challenge? Which is fine. But that's a slower way of doing things. Nothing wrong with it, okay, at all. So hear me when I'm saying this, right? Jennifer, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So hear me when I'm saying this. It's a slower way of doing it, not the wrong way to do it. But if you want to build a fast business, we need both. We need customers. We need members. But if you're going to build a business that's going to be sustainable for 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years, then we, as a group, as a team, must find business builders that we can help make a substantial amount of income, that they're not going to quit, that they're responsible for their business. And the only way we're going to do that is to treat it like a business and ask questions, tons of questions of what their needs are. So, Jennifer, I could go on for an hour and a half on this, but why don't you kind of ask me some tough questions or whatever it is and kind of fill in for Tom. I know you're not an OBYGN, but you'll probably do this morning, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll do. But I want to make one comment, Tony, and you said it, but we didn't spend a lot of time on it. The fact that Tom was on the phone with somebody this morning gave him the opportunity to ask questions, whereas when you're just sending out a text message or you're just sending out a link to a video, it is really challenging to ask questions. And we talk so often about you have to figure out what the person wants. And you can't figure out what they want through texting very easily because it's back and forth and back and forth, and you don't know what they're saying really sometimes. And so it's so important that we get on the phone. So
you know what? Can I piggyback on that? Just 1 second.
Yes.
In a particular thing in a doctor's office, okay? And I hope I get this right as well. Is I said to him, I said, look, sometimes you go into an office. It's not just a doctor's office, but it could be a chiropractor. And they have like a form up there that says, a nutritional seminar Wednesday night. Sign up here if you're interested. Right? Well, why don't you guys tell me how that's working for you? Or they might text their people out, their patients or whatever, we're having this, or they might send an email out. Okay? I'm sorry, but that really doesn't work. Now, exceptions, of course, because somebody on here is going to say, well, I did it, and I had this person, and they're buying $200 a month. I get it. I'm talking about really 95% of the time, it doesn't really work, right? You've got to talk to people because it doesn't come across the same. Deb and I just sent out an email to some people that haven't bought anything on this virus thing about the pack for the whatever. We don't expect half of them to even open up the email. Where do you know that? We just threw a little mud on the wall. Debbie took 10 minutes, put something together, threw it out. Maybe we'll pick up 1,000 points or something. Great. Or 500 points. Perfect. Okay. But we know that's not going to build the business. That's hiding behind emails or whatever. It's not that we're not telling you not to do it, but you have to realize that's really not going to cut it. Okay. It's the most uncomfortable things that you don't like to do that's going to cut it, to make your dreams come true. And that is picking the cotton, picking bone up, making a call, learning how to talk to people, and following up, right? That's it. So sorry, Jennifer, go ahead.
Right. No, that's fine, because I want to piggyback on what you just said, because too often people want to just send out a flyer. They want to launch their business, and they're going to send a flyer out, or they're going to send an email out. And what happens, folks, is that people read the email or they read the flyer, and they make a decision based on what's on that flyer, whether or not they're interested. And I don't know about any of you, but I get invited to events all the time, to a Pampered Chef party for food, you know, cooking utensils or whatever. And as soon as I get that thing in the mail, I cringe. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. And I love this industry and I love this business model, but I still have that same reaction. But if somebody calls me on the phone and tells me why I should be there and they figure out what my needs are and, oh, I'm getting ready to cook Chinese food or something and I'm missing whatever ingredient or whatever tool I need, they would probably get me to go to the event. So it really is about talking to people. So Tony, what do you say to people when they say something like, I don't have time to build the business? I'm super busy. I've got another job. I don't have time to build the business.
Yeah, well, first of all, Jennifer, you know, I'm not even going to get to that point because before they come up with the objection of about time, I'm already going to try to cover that objection before I've even got it back from them. Example, okay, if you're talking to somebody about the business, I mean, for example, I gave the doctor an example on a business approach to another doctor, not this one I just talked about. And I said to him, I said, Tom, here's one thing you can do, okay? I can give him 20, but here's one. I said, call up Dr. Eric or whatever and say, hey, Dr. Eric, this is Dr. Tom or whatever, and say, how you doing? You got a couple minutes? Great. I say, look, I don't know if you know Dr. Taylor up in New Jersey. Whether they do or not, doesn't matter, but he can say, look, he's a very successful plastic surgeon, and we partnered together with one of the largest and best health companies, natural health companies on the planet called Shackley. And we are looking for maybe a couple of partners that want to partner with me and Dr. Taylor to participate in maybe to earn a six-figure passive residual income. Do you know anyone like that, or is that something that you would be interested in? That was just one of 20 approaches I gave him to do, okay? And so from then, they might say, well, yeah, I might be interested in that. Now, Dr. Eric, you know, obviously, you know, you would know that getting something to make a six-figure income is going to take some time and effort, okay? Is that something that you'd be willing to put in if we could show you how to do that? So, Jennifer, I'm trying to cover the objection up front, right? That's just one area. Because if they say, yeah, I'd be willing to put some time in, it's hard for them 5 minutes later after I showed them the business say, well, I don't have time to do that. They got to come up with another objection. They might come up with an objection like, well, I don't like network marketing. Then we go back into, well, what don't you like about network marketing? Okay, so we're trying to cover the two main. There's only like six objections that come up all the time. And the six objections that come up all the time are time and money. I don't like network marketing. I'm not a salesperson. I've tried something like that before, or my spouse or husband or partner won't let me. I mean, there's not that many that we have to cover, right? So right. I try to cover the objections, and I don't get it right all the time. Trust me, I make a lot of mistakes. And so, but I try to cover the objections up front so I don't get that on the back end, if that makes sense.
Well, and one of the things that I've seen you do in person, Tony, that you are a master at, is that you're able to just be real in the conversation. And you really just sit there and you talk to the person and you really listen to what they say. And then you just ask questions based off of what they say. And I think that's one of the most challenging things to try to teach somebody to do, especially when they're new. Because they want to know everything that they're supposed to say or everything they're supposed to do. And in reality, you have to flex. You have to be very flexible when you're sitting there talking to people because things come up. When they say, I'm not good at sales, what do you say back to them?
Yeah. Well, same thing again. You know, what part of sales don't you like? It's the same thing. You're like a human tennis ball that goes back across the net. And by the way, Jennifer, I just got a text from
Tony.
Dr. Tom.
Yep, he just popped on. Yeah, he just got on.
Can you pop him on? This will be fun. So,
I sure will. Here he is.
All right.
Hey, Tom.
Welcome, everyone. Sorry I was a little detained with a delivery of a baby girl, but everything went well, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Tom, how you doing? I can't believe you missed the call for 20 minutes. You couldn't get her to hang on?
You know, well, she delivered, but I had to do some I figured I wouldn't leave those tears. I had to repair them like a good surgeon.
Well, you know what, Dr. Tom? This is what I call commitment level. Some people wouldn't get on because they're cutting the grass.
Well, I'm glad everything turned out. First of all, hello, everybody. I'm not sure how many are on the call, but I want to say a special thank you to Tony and Laureen. I'll tell you, when I have questions, they're fantastic. They have spent probably over hours over the last few weeks coaching me. There are so many questions, you know, and it's humbling to take notes, but I'm teachable, and I think the most important thing is we're all teachable. We don't know all there is to know, and it's amazing when you've been doing this for a while how things become automatic. Just like for me, things are automatic that are not automatic for other people. So I just want to start with that.
Great. Well, Tom, I was explaining a little bit about congratulations on going director last month, but I was explaining about the call you had with the other Dr. Eric this morning and about that he didn't like network marketing. You know, you might want to elaborate on that a little bit and on our conversation we had about that, and I explained a little bit about our conversation on approaches. And maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, the learning curve and you know, being a doctor. And I told him that doctors are very smart, but in the network marketing business, we're all kind of green, you know?
Yes. Well, you know, the key is, and he keeps reminding me, and I think it's going to come through my thick skull eventually, to, you know, ask questions and not try to defend or explain. And my nature is an explainer. But really, you're trying to really, you know, determine the curious from the serious and find out what is their point of interest, what motivates them. And you can only find out by asking whys. And in this case, this guy is an OBGYN like myself. He loves nutrition. He's very health conscious. I said, this would be a perfect opportunity. So I'm just telling him about, I'm looking for another partner to, I mentioned that I was introduced this through a fellow, a very successful plastic surgeon, and we're looking at this business model to help promote wellness with other, with people, impact the community, and get a residual income. And he liked the residual income idea, but he said, what's the business model? I said, it's network marketing. And he didn't like network marketing. And of course, Tony had the intelligent question, which I did not think of, what don't you like about network marketing? And I didn't think to ask that question. He mentioned, and of course, Tony, please intercede any time. I don't want to be taking the floor.
No, go ahead.
But he mentioned, oh, my mother was with Amway. And so here I am thinking, well, he didn't like that, so let me try to explain. Rather than say, what didn't you like about Amway? What was the experience? And what to really dig as opposed to talk. I think
hey,
we ask
Dr.
more
Tom,
questions and do less talking.
Right there. Yeah, this is important. This is important. So, guys, you hear that, right? So many of us, especially me in the beginning, we go into the explanation mode instead of saying, look, obviously he's basing his decision on his mother having some kind of experience with Amway. Instead of saying, well, what kind of experience did your mom have with Amway? Was it a bad experience? And then depending on what he said, you could say something like, well, Dr. Eric, let me ask you a question. You know, do you, if you go to a restaurant and you have a bad meal, do you not eat again then? Or Dr. Eric, do you tend to base, you know, your opinions on one bad experience? See, everything is a question, right? Because we know what he's saying is a stupid answer, but we can't say that, right, Tom? That's a stupid answer. So go ahead, Tom, through the thing. But it's important I stop you there because it's important that you picked up on that. So go ahead.
Yes, okay. So I tried to explain the process. He said, well, I want to be in control of my business. I want to run the show. I want to design the products. I want to be in control. And I said, well, do you have a ton of money to invest and the time to invest in that? He couldn't answer that. He's looking for the perfect business model. And when I tried to steer him how convenient and simple this model is, where other people have taken the risk, he just had this mental block that I couldn't get through, that I don't want a network marketing business model. Well, you know, I approached him I tried a couple of different approaches. He kept saying, I don't like this model. He said, I wish you the best. I said, you mean you wish me the best, think I'm going to have success? I'd love you part of the team, to be part of my team. But he said, I don't like the model. Well, guess what? At this point, he's not ready. Now, a few months down the road, if we connect and he sees what's happening on my end, he may change his mind. But at this point in time, March 14th, it's not for him at the moment.
Right. So, Tom, so guys, hear this. It's not that I could convince or which I'm not going to, this other doctor that this would be a good program for him. But I would dig a little more to find out, because it doesn't matter what Tom said to him, he's already got that block in his mind. So before I start going into saying this would be a great model or whatever, I've got to try to break through that barrier if I can, okay? And I've got to find out what the real issue is. And that's where I think, Tom, you'll agree, is if you could do it over again, you'd probe a little more there in the beginning.
Absolutely.
Exactly what the issue is. And
yes.
maybe not. You might be to get him to say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, I understand. Why would I do that? Okay, because that was his mental block. And then if we get to the point where you still can't get through it, you just say, look, Dr. Eric, I get it. I want to respect your opinion. No problem. There's obviously nothing I can say that's going to change that. Let me ask you this. Would you be willing to at least try some of the products and not even get involved in the network marketing side? Right? That would be my last effort like that. But that was – and the reason why we're doing this morning is that is a real-life scenario that you're hearing from somebody that's been in less than a month, not from me, okay? This is what happens on a daily basis. And the only thing that we have different is I've got 31 more years experience than Tom. I mean, I don't think I could probably, you know, repair somebody from a delivery today, Tom. That wouldn't be good.
I think you're right. I wouldn't practice that.
No, that wouldn't be something you want to practice on. So, but I mean, you know, because Tom has extreme amount of experience of what he does, and he can do it second nature. Just like, you know, Jennifer or Debbie and I can do it second nature in network marketing, but it takes practice. But that's a real life story that happened just this morning. And so, we didn't get that particular person interested. No problem. We go to the next call. We go to the next Zoom call. We go to the next three-way call or whatever it is. Right, Tom? So Tom,
yeah,
I'm glad you were able to get on the end of the call. Anything
yes.
just lastly you want to say real quick, because we're going to wrap up here?
Yeah, let me just add that. I did tell him the products I'm taking, and I sent him some pictures of the Vitalizer and the whole smart system, as well as the Proof of Challenge. So I send those to him to get an opinion. He may try the products. He may get sold on the products. He may get enthusiastic. He may say no, but guess what? It's not for everybody.
Yep, you got it, Tom. Well, great, Tom. Well, I'm glad you delivered that baby girl. Obviously, that's more important than our call. So I appreciate all you do. I know we'll be talking soon. So. I just want a couple of things I got to mention, Jennifer. And Jennifer, anything else before I talk about Tampa real quick and we'll wrap it up? Thanks, Tom.
Nope. Go ahead and talk about Tampa. That's fine.
Yep. So, guys, we sent out, for those of you that are coming to Tampa, and it's not going to be a big surprise, we had to postpone it in view of everything that's going on. You know, I mean, I'm concerned about what's going on. I'm not fearful of what's going on. I think there is a lot of hype and whatever, but that's just an opinion. Everyone's got different opinions, just like they do in network marketing. But anyway, so we made a decision. I couldn't wait for another month to make that decision at the last minute. The hotel's working with us, so we postponed the April event, April 24th and 25th to October the 9th and 10th. And so we're going to transfer everybody over to that. If you have a problem with that, just give us a call. But in place of that, we decided that Deb and I will put on a Zoom training call on those dates, and that will be 7:30 on Friday night for an hour or so, and then on Saturday morning from about 9 to noon, 12:30. All of that is going to be free for the people that registered down in Tampa, and for those that you want to add, we're going to do a nominal fee. We have to get some more equipment, to up the equipment to get the number of people on there. A nominal of $10 for that, and then, of course, guests are always free, okay? And I've already got Sean Gray lined up. We've already got Kristen Cunningham, social media. I'm sure Jennifer will pitch in. I haven't asked her yet, but I'm sure she will. And then we've got a wider range of people we can call in for that training call. So in the next week or two, you'll get some updates on that, and that will be the same time. It'll just be a Zoom call in the comfort of your home, and there will be an opportunity for I've asked Sean on Friday night to do a 20-minute opportunity overview for guests and new people, and so that'll be coming out on an email shortly, okay? So, Jennifer, I know we could use an hour or so here on this, but maybe next week we can have some other people with the conversation, because I think this is such an important part that I think everybody knows that we have great products. I just think that from the conversation standpoint, we need a lot more training, just my opinion. Anyway,
absolutely.
You guys have an awesome
absolutely.
Weekend.
Thanks so much, Tony, and thanks so much for hopping on, Tom, after delivering the baby. That was fantastic. And, Debbie, we appreciate your support as well at the beginning of the call. I just want to end with a quote from Brian Tracy, and he says that all business is a people business, so we absolutely have to learn how to talk to people. We're going to continue this series for a couple of weeks of talking about how to have those conversations, how to do the reach outs, how to do the follow-up. And in the meantime, have a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley weekend. We'll be back here same time, same place next Saturday. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.